Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, Maine's news, talk, and information station, VOM.
The Newsmakers Hour on Maine's Morning News is brought to you by Russell Johnson Beaupain. Attorneys, 942-7110, rjb.law.
Informer Influence, three submissions from you, the listeners, today, and Gail sends to us one that we just talked about with Matt Gagnon of WGAN. Gail noticed the Portland Press Herald headline, "Would a Janet Mills endorsement help Troy Jackson in the Maine Senate race?" But it wasn't the headline, it's the photo that the Portland Press Herald decided to use to accompany the headline. It's of Janet Mills pretty much busting a gut laughing. And again, editorial writers and headline writers, sometimes they get to select the photo that accompanies the headline. More on that in just a moment. But first, here's another one from the Portland Press Herald sent to us. Dennis sent this to us. Car campers make themselves at home in York Library parking lot. Car campers make themselves at home in York Library parking lot. You think there's no edge to this, but when you read the article, I had actually seen it a couple of days back on GME. The library is steamed because a camping app had listed the library as a spot where you could go tap into free electricity and Wi-Fi, and the library got its June power bill, and it was $300 to $500 higher than normal. Car campers make themselves at home in York Library parking lot, and they're jacking the power bill of the library right into the air. And Benton sent an email to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. The subject line is my math off? Because he goes to the sports section of the Portland Press Herald, and it's a profile ahead of the Beach to Beacon tomorrow to benefit Dirigo Reads, one of our favorite charities. Shout out Dan Cashman, putting books in the hands of first graders in schools across the state. Books that they can take home and keep forever, okay? So in the sports section, here's the headline. These four Maine runners are looking to make Beach to Beacon history. But Ben sent us the snapshot, and the photo that accompanies the headline showed just three guys running. These four Maine runners are looking to make Beach to Beacon history. And Ben even scrawls a great big four with a question mark. Again, he asks, is my math off? If you see a headline that catches your attention, it may be a little off, or it may be trying to do more than just inform you and maybe trying to influence you. The way that Gail suggests, the photo selected of Janet Mills laughing at the prospect of endorsing Troy Jackson on the front page of the Portland Press Herald does. So she says, and I agree.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.